Next, I would like to read a little story. Oh, thank you. I've just been handed a news flash. One moment, please. The East German pole vault champion has just become the West German pole vault champion. Now, to get back to our story, I have a story about the worm family, written by a good friend of mine and a longtime listener, George D. Vail of Bethany, Connecticut. Due to the mature nature of the following story, I'd advise you kids to get your parents out of the room. A family of decent, hard-working worms, father worm, mother worm, and baby worm, were living peacefully on the north side of a rutabaga field not far from Cup Custard, Wyoming. One day, not long after any particular date, father worm said to mother worm and baby worm, "We have lived here long enough. Tomorrow we're going to move to the south side of the field." Mother worm wasn't very enthusiastic about the idea, but she dutifully packed her soap and her spindles and her nutcracker polish, and baby worm was so excited about moving that he swallowed his toothpaste. Before going to bed, he carefully wrapped up all his possessions, a five-string banjo and a box of mahjong tiles, and put them under his bed. He hardly slept a wink all night. Mother worm and father worm, on the other hand, slept a whole wink apiece. At the first crack of dawn, the family started out. Father worm blazing a trail by crashing through the underbrush. Mother worm following with all the bundles strapped to her head, and baby worm bringing up the rear, whistling Dixie all the way. As sunset gilded the western sky, they arrived at their new home, almost 60 feet from where they had started in the morning. Tired but exhausted, they settled down at once for a good night's rest. As he blew out his whale oil lamp, baby worm said, "How happy we five are going to be here." Now, why did baby worm say five? Had they been joined by friends or relatives en route? Had they moved in with somebody who was already living there? Had spontaneous parthenogenesis occurred somewhere along the way? The answer is really very simple. Baby worm couldn't count. A little more about the worm family now. This being the first anniversary of a year ago today, when nothing special happened, I thought you'd like to know that father worm, mother worm, and baby worm are getting along nicely in their new home, 60 feet south of the north side of that rutabaga field in Wyoming. Father worm has taken a job in a metalworking factory as an inspector in the worm gear department. He joined the local volunteer fire company, but resigned after a traumatic experience. In a moment of excitement at a fire, his colleagues mistook him for a hose and tried to attach him to a hydrant. Mother worm keeps busy dusting her spindles and polishing nutcrackers. She works part-time at a cheese factory, crawling through big slabs of pressed curd to make the holes which convert it to synthetic Swiss. Eating as she goes, she's putting on a little weight. Baby worm has made some progress in learning to count. He can now make 2 + 1 = 4 instead of 5. The other day, father worm came home and found mother worm lying on the floor unconscious, with baby worm leaning over her, trying to revive her with smelling peppers, there being no salts in the house. "What happened?" asked father worm anxiously. "I don't know," replied baby worm. "I just told her that some kids down the road had invited me to go fishing tomorrow, and she collapsed in a heap."